You're listening to Talking About Business. Here's Alan Hill. I don't know if you knew that Robert is originally from Croatia, and one of his early jobs was selling sort of what I would these days describe as computer parts for IBM, essentially selling mainframe emulation boards, wherever they are. He's now an accomplished author, businessman, and of course a shark. Here's Dave.
Robert Herjavec is a Canadian businessman, investor, author, dancer, and television personality. His journey to success is a real rags-to-riches story. Herjavec was born in 1962 in Varaždin, Croatia, the former Yugoslavia, and grew up in Zbeg. In 1970, at the age of 8, the family left the country, which had previously incarcerated Herjavec's father for speaking out against the communist regime. The family arrived in Halifax, Nova Scotia, aboard the Cristoforo Colombo with just one suitcase and only $20, and eventually settled in Toronto. Herjavec spoke no English, and the transition proved difficult for him. He had been raised on a farm and was now living in a basement in a house owned by family friends. Herjavec's father got a job in a Mississauga factory, making $76 a week. Herjavec cites his father, whom he describes as a really, really tough guy, as a major influence in his life. He recalls coming home one day to complain to his parents that his classmates were making fun of him. His father, who used to walk to work to save money on bus fare, instructed his son to never complain, which became a guiding principle in Herjavec's life. Herjavec now has a saying of his own, "Tough times never last, tough people always do." Another seminal episode in his youth came when Herjavec's mother was sold a vacuum cleaner for $500, which was 7 weeks' salary, by an unscrupulous traveling salesman. Herjavec swore that his family would never be taken advantage of again. In 1984, Herjavec graduated from New College at the University of Toronto with a degree in English Literature and Political Science. In an effort to earn money and help support his family, Herjavec took on a variety of minimum wage jobs, such as waiting tables, delivering newspapers, retail salesman, and as a collection agent. He was very interested in film production as a career and managed to win the position of field producer of the 24th Winter Olympic Games in Sarajevo, Bosnia and Herzegovina for Global TV. He was one of the youngest producers of Olympic coverage. Looking for work in between productions, Herjavec applied for a position at a company called LogicQuest, selling IBM mainframe emulation boards. He has had little credentials for the position, but convinced the company to give it to him by offering to work for free for 6 months. He eventually rose in the ranks to become general manager. In 1990, he founded his first company, BRAC Systems, a Canadian integrator of internet security software, from the basement of his home. BRAC Systems was sold to AT&T Canada 10 years later for $30.2 million. After a 3-year career hiatus as a stay-at-home father to his 3 children, Herjavec founded Herjavec Group in 2003, a security solutions integrator, reseller, and managed service provider, of which he is currently the CEO. Herjavec Group is one of Canada's fastest-growing technology companies and the country's largest IT security provider. It has made a series of acquisitions over 10 years to accelerate its growth, and has been the recipient of numerous entrepreneurial and business achievement awards. It has achieved over $500 million in sales and has a strong global presence. Herjavec is most recognizable for his TV appearances, however. He is known for his good looks and his nice guy persona. He has appeared as a regular on the Canadian CBC television series Dragon's Den, seasons 1-6, and was known as the Nice Dragon. Despite being a nice guy, Herjavec acknowledges that success is only achieved by relentless drive. He states, "Successful business people retain a quality most others not only lack, but often fail to comprehend, and that's the unrelenting drive to convert a vision into reality. They are driven to realize this goal in a manner that appears to defy logic among others who lack this drive." He now appears on the American version of the Dragon Den series, Shark Tank, which has an estimated 7 million viewers. In 2015, Herjavec was announced as one of the contestants for season 20 of the reality series Dancing with the Stars. His partner was Australian dancer Kim Johnson, who he has recently married. The couple finished in 6th place on the show. He divorced his first wife, Diana Plessy, married in 1990, and mother of his 3 children in early 2016. Herjavec owns a private plane, impressive sports car, and has impressive homes in Toronto and Ontario, the latter being the largest and most expensive home sold in Canada. Regular guests to his home include Michael Bublé, John Travolta, Mick Jagger, and Bono. The Ontario house has been featured on MTV Cribs and on Joan Rivers' TV show, How'd You Get So Rich? Herjavec also has several other vacation homes. It is estimated that Herjavec's net worth is $200 million. A passion of Herjavec's is car racing, and he competed in the North American Ferrari Challenge Series and won the Rookie of the Year title in 2011. In 2012, Herjavec was selected to be the Grand Marshal of the 2012 Honda Indy Toronto. To Robert, running a business is a lot like racing cars. He believes, you have to stay laser-focused when driving a car over 200 miles an hour, and the same approach is required when growing a business in today's world of rapidly changing technology. He's also an avid car collector with several rare cars in his collection. To add to his many talents, Herjavec is also an avid golfer and runner and is a certified scuba diver, paddy, and motorcycle enthusiast owning several racing Ducatis. Herjavec is also the author of three motivational books, Driven, How to Succeed in Business and Life, 2010, and The Will to Win, Leading, Competing, Succeeding, 2013, and You Don't Have to Be a Shark, Creating Your Own Success. He believes that a good entrepreneur never takes no for an answer, but a smart businessman knows when to move on.
Thank you for listening to Talking About Business with Alan Hill. Don't forget to download my free daily newsletter at mynewsletter.online. That's mynewsletter.online.